O Holy Child of Bethlehem, be with us as we lift up our praise, our worship to you for that wonderful gift that you have given to us, the gift of salvation, as you came, yes, born unto us today, that you be our Savior. And so we ask, Lord, that our night might be to celebrate that light that came into the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Amen. Our text is from Luke. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Christmas Eve is about that holy night. It is about light and darkness as we fill our sanctuaries with all kinds of light. Later we'll dim the lights and have just those candles lit as we're reminded of the wonderful light that's come into our darkness. Christmas is a special time as we reflect on the birth of the Christ child. There's a painting. I like paintings. It's called The Nativity of St. Francis and St. Lawrence. The artist is Michelangelo da Merisi, whom we know as Caravaggio, from the hometown in which he lives in Italy. There it is on the screen. You will notice some things about it. First of all, you will notice that there are two sort of different figures there that don't belong in the painting. Well, those happen to be St. Francis and St. Lawrence. Obviously, they weren't there at the birth of the Christ child. But they are there because this piece was painted. It was an altarpiece for the oratory, the prayer chapel of St. Lawrence near Basilica of St. Francis in Palermo, Italy. So St. Francis, St. Lawrence, who are there observing the birth. You'll also notice another thing about this painting. He painted this in the dress of the 1600s. Wonder what that would look like today. Blue jeans? Cargo pants? I don't know how it might be painted. The idea is the realism is to be stark. He depicts Mary as a weary young woman, as you see her there, disheveled, slouching, exhausted from travel and giving birth. The Christ child lays on a pile of hay at her feet. But there's something else that maybe you notice. It's kind of a haunting thing. It is a very dark picture. Darkness permeates the scene of the picture. Think about that first night. Shepherds on the hillside, and then that darkness is broken as the angels come to the shepherds at night. They were just watching their flocks. And then the angel of the Lord appeared. A bright glory surrounded them. And in the midst of that darkness, there was a bright light. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Night and day, darkness and light, that's what it's all about. The darkness of night covers the entire painting. And out of that darkness, an almost unnatural light falls on the figures of Caravaggio's painting. This kind of painting would become known as the chiaroscuro, the technique of painting darkness and shadows and importing light on the figures as he wanted you to see them. This became an often used style of his day, It became known as Tenebraism, that is, from the Latin meaning tenebrae, meaning darkness. Accenting the light on the darkness. We think about the darkest of nights and here the light shines. It reminds us of the Old Testament, where there Isaiah would say in chapter 9, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Or from John, there in the opening chapter, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. But there's more to this painting. You see, the painting was born itself in darkness. Because you see, Caravaggio was a scoundrel, a criminal. He drank hard, he lived hard. He often got angry, explosive, he killed a man, and was on the run for much of his adult life. He only lived to be 37. He was a troubled man, just as this painting has shadows of darkness all around it. And that maybe was his way of saying the darkness and the light. There's also another darkness to this painting. It just so happens that this painting was stolen in 1969, cut from its frame, and has never been recovered. A rumor has circulated for decades that the painting was destroyed, lost forever. But a replica now has been replaced back in the chapel at Palermo in 2015. It's all about light permeating the darkness. That was the first Christmas night. It's about your story and my story. We need to hear that message over and over again. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. That's the good news that Christ shares with us. So if there's someone here tonight where the darkness has overcome you, someone who looks about in hiding like Caravaggio, haunted, pursued by guilt, then this night is for you. Because in this Christ child there is forgiveness for all of your sins. For you, it is the light of Christ that has come. If for someone else here tonight, that darkness is loneliness, isolation, someone for whom friendships are not enough. Someone who could be in a room of people and still feel utterly alone. For you, this night is the living presence of one who knows forsakenness and permeates the darkness through his cross. For you, this is the light of Christ. Someone else might be in the darkness of conflict. Someone who has been at odds with another for far too long and is tired of the battle. And then for you tonight, you need peace and reconciliation. For you, this is the light of Christ that has come. And yet, for others, it might be the darkness of despair. Someone for whom the darkness is everywhere. You see that night as though there is no hope, and yet there is hope in the one who said, in the world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. For you, the light of Christ has come. And then there may be others for whom you cannot find your way in the dark. You're like a sheep lost without a shepherd, lost in the night. There is no light to guide you. You won't know who to trust. for you. The light of Christ comes. And for those who may be dealing with the dark death and see it as a welcome friend, someone who has lost light of living, then you too need to hear that light of the words of, yes, even Dylan Thomas, who said, "Do not go gentle into the good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the night," from one of his poems. Well, you see, tonight is about darkness and how the light has permeated that darkness. It's about possibilities that only God can give to you. It is that we don't need to get used to the darkness of the world around us. Yes, the world can be a very dark place. Emily Dickinson said it in one of her poems. In her thing, "We grow accustomed to the dark. We grow accustomed to the dark when light is put away, and when the neighbor holds the lamp to witness her goodbye. A moment, we uncertain step for newness of the night, then fit our vision to the dark and meet the road erect." Darkness can seem threatening. We need to adjust our eyes. We need to fit our vision for the dark. We need to become a home in the darkness, for that is where we live oftentimes in our lives. We see enough to get by. We miss things, we miss people, we miss truth, goodbyes, beauty, and light, because we dwell in the darkness. But the birth of Christ invades that darkness with the light of the gospel. It isn't as though it creeps upon us like a sunrise or a sunset. It is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. It's our response. How do you deal with the darkness surrounding your life? This night is to hear the good news. "For unto you today is born the city of David, Christ the Lord." It's not enough to just say, "I heard the story." It's good news. It's news that changed history. It's news that can change your life. Love, laughter, song, prayers are all appropriate responses to the news that the light shines among us. This night is to be a chorus of hurrahs and hallelujahs. For we are children of light, to walk in the light of God's love. Oh yes, take a look at the painting one more time. Something I have not yet talked about. If you look at that perspective painting, you will see there a space right there in the very front of the painting. That space is for you, for me, to see Christ as the light of the world. You are right there in the foreground of the Nativity, on your knees, next to the shepherd, worshiping Christ, the Christ child, the light of the world. Yes, there is room for you there, and always will be, because that light shines in the darkness in every one of our lives. And so we pray. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in each of us today. Amen.